Lesson 12, Dealing with the Unexpected. So up until this point, we have talked about different focusing techniques, leaving the distraction aside. A lot of the basics in meditation, and we started talking about changing our visualization and our sensation matrix so we can then receive more information. In the process of doing that, sometimes things crop up that are unexpected. Have you thought about your reaction the first time you have a visualization of something that shouldn't be there on the inside of your eyelids? Or you feel somebody's touch on your shoulder that you know is not in the room? Or even when you swear you're about to roll off the bed, but it was just your spirit moving inside your body? How do you plan to react to these scenarios? My hope is that you'll kind of laugh it off and say, "Whew, that was exciting," and carry on. Because we are taught to fear the unknown, and isn't that what meditation is exploring the unknown with inside of you? And your ability to perceive the unknown on the outside of you. It is no small feat to heighten your senses and have a higher awareness of the things that are both around you and inside of you. Taking the time to put some thought into how you want to deal with those things, or what things you reach to in times where you need comfort or you need reassurance, shortens the gap of reaction time when those things do happen. For example, in one of my meditations, I asked a person to invite a guardian to join them. What does a guardian look like for you? Have you put any thought into it? If not, let's do it now. Now, it doesn't matter to me whether the guardian looks like an angel, a gargoyle, a dragon, a rock. It really doesn't matter. What matters is you understand that when you bring that into one of your meditations, they are there for you and designed to help you. This, of course, is a short step into looking at the framework of your faith. What exists beyond yourself? What kind of framework are you existing in that can help and assist you along this way? Where might this information or these visions or these sensations be coming from? Sometimes it can lead to a bit of a glitch in the mind if you swear up and down that nothing exists outside of yourself and yet all these external things are happening. It puts you in a state of rebellion against yourself because part of you wants to believe what you're feeling is real or seeing is real, and part of you is already beating it up saying, "No, it's not." We briefly brought up in the beginning of your reaction to when things are out of the ordinary for yourself, what you plan to do or what is your action plan, even when emotions pop up that you didn't expect. But what if the unexpected is something external? Is it coming from within your framework or outside of your framework? And then what do we want to do along the way to increase the defenses around your mind in that moment so you still feel safe and you can continue on without worry or without stress? So let's travel back to the guardian there for a second. Build your guardian in your mind. Picture them. Angel, dragon, rock, it doesn't matter. God himself, the universal constant, or even your higher self. Who are you outside of your body? Who is the person that chose this life or is choosing to observe you walk this life? The symbolicism behind this isn't what matters. It's the symbol that matters to you is what matters. When can you invoke a sense of protection or safety within yourself? I want you to take just a minute and make them as detailed as possible, as clearly as you can see them in your mind. Just like you're building a construct from scratch. And know that anytime you bring this guardian into any of your meditations, that is a feeling of safety and protection that is surrounding you. Look to the small details. If they're wearing armor of some kind, what kind of armor? Is it tin? Is it steel? Is it titanium? Are they carrying some sort of weapon to fight back? Are they carrying some sort of energy that they can surround you with? None is aggressive, but is a pure wall that just cannot be penetrated, the ultimate defense. Good. If you didn't get the time or you don't feel satisfied with how you build your guardian, over the course of the next 2 days, play around with it and experiment with what really feels right to you. Really lean on your intuition to what you need. Again, not what you think I need or anybody on the internet needs or some other person that you knew that meditates what they use. I don't care about any of that. Feel free to steal their ideas if you want to leverage them for yourself. But this is important to make it true for you. Now we have that in place, what is the framework that surrounds our guardian? How does a basic understanding of the universe work, the energy around it, the people? These are big questions that I'm asking you just to give a generalized answer, so you know if you're getting guidance in that moment, where is it coming from? Where is your expectation that that would be coming from? Can you only receive light and love in those moments? Is it up to you to decipher if it's right or wrong? Do you feel that you're only receiving the wrong? We're not looking for the perfect answer here. We're looking for the answer that is right for you at this time. Being wise enough to know that this answer will change the more you understand and the more you learn and the more you know is very logical. But sometimes we have a hard time staying in that frame of mind. Now you're probably asking yourself, what does this have to do with something unexpected happening in my meditation? Well, it has everything to do with it. Because when you have something crop up that was unexpected or that startles you or is really, really new and you're trying to understand it, the first thing you want to do is slam it into your framework, right? Allow it to be guided by what you know to be true and about the things that you feel safe around. Then as you're analyzing it and you're trying to understand it further, so long you're operating within those two walls, you know you're safe. And on the flip side of that, when things are magnificent or wonderful or joyous, you slam it into your framework to understand them as well. Each time you do this, the walls of your framework get a little bit wider. You add a little bit more understanding into them, both positive and negative. And your walls get a little bit wider, your understanding gets a little bit wider, and your vision gets a little bit wider. So I can't reiterate this enough. What the framework you use doesn't matter, right? It matters that you use a framework, right? It'll give you stability in those times where you feel a little bit off center, be it positive or negative. I know a lot of people, and maybe even in this lesson, I probably lean towards talking about the negative much more than the positive. But it is equally as important when magnificent things or very joyous things or very overwhelmingly good emotions crop up that you're still able to push them into the framework to know this is coming from an outside source or an inside source and then be grateful for that along the way. My recommendation to you is regardless of what you're getting in the moment, be it positive or negative, show a certain level of gratitude, if not for that, but also to yourself because you are the one still receiving it or deciding what to do with it. Staying in a form of gratitude forces you out of a state of anxiety, right? You can't be anxious and grateful at the same time. And it allows you to thank yourself even for doing the hard work along the way to make sure you're keeping yourself on track, to make sure you're protecting that habit that you've worked so hard to build. And then you can move forward cleanly. Now, having said that, big moments are still big moments. There are some times where you'll probably sit up right from your spot and kind of audit everything that just happened. Whether that's in the middle of your meditation, the end of your meditation, I want you to protect the habit. So even if you are so excited or so amped up in the moment, you don't think you're going to be able to return to a meditative state, I want you to honor your initial timeline. I want you to lay back down once you've caught your breath. And then I want you to lay there and at least analyze or meander through the thoughts of everything that just happened to honor that time frame that you originally set out. So for example, if you sit up straight in the middle of a meditation at 10 minute mark and you told yourself today is going to be 25 minutes, then for the next 15 minutes, you're going to lay there, you're going to analyze everything that go on and just audit and meander through the thoughts of everything that just happened to honor that time frame. That kind of dedication to show to yourself and make sure you're honoring the tool that you're using in those moments can be really beneficial for you, even though you feel like you're wasting your time because you're not meditating. It's not true, right? Honoring that habit and honoring that time allows you to calm back down, and it gives you the space to kind of compile everything that just happened. And again, that is on a positive or a negative note. It doesn't really matter which one happened. We treat them exactly the same. Positive and negative events, we're grateful that we're able to receive them. We audit them, we go through them, we make sure we got everything out of it that we need to get out of, and then we try to carry on. As you can tell, or maybe you've already jumped ahead to understand this, this is also a transferable skill to bring out into the world. The ability that an event outside in your real life doesn't stop you from carrying on with what you're doing is a wonderful skill to hone and develop in anybody. Wonderful. Well, I hope this helps, and I hope gives you some starting points on what to start introducing and framework into your mind. And if you already had one before you started this lesson, that's wonderful. Just review it amongst yourself and carry on. If you didn't have a framework, even thinking about some of these questions can be very beneficial to yourself. So even getting yourself a rough idea or starting point is really the key focus of this lesson. Now, next lesson, we're going to start changing the lessons into something a little bit different. Next lesson, we're talking about deepening your practice. So we're going to be doing a sample meditation. I'm going to introduce you to one of my favorite meditations called the lake. We're going to be doing that at the beginning of the lesson, so make sure you're in your spot and ready to meditate. And for the first few minutes, we're going to do a sample of that meditation, and we're going to introduce you into the meadow. And we're going to talk about some techniques and different ideas to deepen your practice as you start to get comfortable with these meditations. Great. We'll see you next time for lesson 13.